want to welcome everyone to the High Content Success Circle call, and welcome all existing Success Circle members and new members. Remember, the High Content call is for just that, high content business growth presentations that I do, either myself, and expand on an area of the entrepreneurial edge system, or I bring in a subject matter expert and interview them. But today, you've got me. I'm going to talk about something that has really helped my business and really grown my business as well as my community of readers to the tune of about 10 different countries, and that is teleseminars. So today, I want to honor you, and I promise to give you everything that I can in the time that we have together. But for those of you who feel inspired and want more, I'm going to also give you additional resources at the very end of the Success Circle call. It's just my way of, being able to give additional information for those of you who do want more. Just a reminder about some upcoming events. Remember that Thursday, August 18th, we have the Myths and Mysteries of PCI Compliance Uncovered. What I'm going to do is I will be interviewing a master agent, Jared Sparr of JPS, and their credit card processing. And it's amazing that when you start offering credit cards to your clientele to open up your business and grow your business to the next level, there's a lot of things to know. And there's a lot of things to know specifically about credit card processing. And on this Business Growth Teleseminar on August 18th, I'm going to be interviewing Jared, and he's going to be telling all the ins and outs of credit card processing and compliance, because you may even be paying, if you currently do offer credit cards to your customers, you may actually be paying more than you really need to in credit card fees and in credit card processing. So what I'm going to do is ask him all these really juicy questions so that he reveals it all to us. And if you've ever been on any one of my business growth teleseminars that I do, you know that I ask the tough questions sometimes. But we get a lot of great information. Also, a reminder to mark your calendars for the Q&A call on Tuesday, August 23rd, again at 4:30 Eastern Time. That's 4:30 Eastern Time on Tuesday, August 23rd. Remember, a Q&A call is about answering your questions and even bringing you on to the call to coach you through perhaps a process or perhaps a question that you have. Simply email info@accelerateassociates.com. That's info@accelerateassociates.com, EXCELLERATE.com, and associates.com, and I will answer your questions so that you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to wonder where you go for this or that, or maybe even to talk through a strategy. So that's all the reason why to come in on the Q&A call. So they really do help, but again, you got to take advantage of them. Now, today's call, we're going to talk all about teleseminars and how to really make your teleseminars successful for you. And specifically, what I'm going to talk about are the major mistakes that small business owners often make when using teleseminars in their marketing mix, and more importantly, how you can avoid those mistakes, avoid making those mistakes. I'm also going to cover one key question that you have to ask yourself. You must ask yourself before holding a teleseminar, because if you don't, you're going to wonder why your teleseminars are not successful. So I'm going to give you that one question that you must ask yourself, and it's a very, very important strategic question to ask yourself. And three, we're going to go through super easy, not only tips, but strategies. Strategies to help make your teleseminars not only successful and engaging, but interactive, and also position you as a subject matter expert. Okay, So we're going to cover that in the course of this next hour. So if you haven't opened up your computer yet to take notes, you might want to, as well as or get that big notebook out, and we're going to take some more notes, because what I'm going to give you today will fundamentally change the way that you conduct teleseminars. And if you don't yet conduct teleseminars, I'm going to give you a lot of great information today to help make them most successful for you. Okay, first of all, you know, teleseminars, I just want to go through the benefits of teleseminars, because why would you do it? Why would you implement this strategy into your business, into your marketing mix, if it's part of your marketing mix? Or, you know, why would you do it? Well, one of the best resources, I think, to establish not only your credibility, but also bring in streams of income and attract new clients, is hosting teleseminars. Why? They're easy. It's conducted over the phone, and it's just like a live seminar. You know, you have a speaker, you have attendees, just like a live seminar. But you don't have the expense of travel, food and beverage, room rental, other costs that would be incurred. And for the most, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's free. It's free to the callers, and it's free to you. And it gets you out there in a really big way, allowing you to expand your services and expand your reach to a much broader audience. And the use of technology like teleseminars is so easy. It's very, very easy. So we're going to cut through how to make it even easier for you. So if you're feeling any apprehensions about doing teleseminars, this call is going to help you make it a lot easier to implement if you've never implemented teleseminars before. And if you have and you haven't been successful, I guarantee you what you're going to learn on today's teleseminar and to this high-content call, which is a teleseminar, is going to be incredibly useful for you today. So you can get out there in a really big way. But some other benefits. Number one, you want, teleseminars are very easy to implement. All right? A lot of people are familiar, obviously, with the phone. It brings a certain level of comfort to people because all they have to do is dial in. And there are so many free teleseminar hosting services now that make it very cost effective, even for startup businesses. So if you've never done it before, it doesn't matter. There are free services that you can tap into immediately, and you can host your free teleseminar or a paid teleseminar, either one. Another benefit is it cultivates your relationship also with your prospects. So for those of you who attended the Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-day intensive, we talked about your sales funnel. And being able to have that lead generator that brings in pre-qualified clients. But once you bring them in, you need to have those stay-in-touch systems. Now, many of you are offering some stay-in-touch systems. Maybe it's by email. That's fine. But this is another touch point for creating that relationship. Because remember, you want to create three things: relationships, trust, and choices. So this is about creating that relationship and creating those stay-in-touch systems. And when you hold them regularly, the new prospects get to know you. And you also get to demonstrate your skills. Now, when you hold them with regularity, when you make them part of a natural system, you develop a reputation also for these events. And it helps you to distinguish yourself not as a commodity in the marketplace, but distinguish yourself as the go-to person, the expert, the person who has the information, the person who is going to help me with my problem or the struggle, whatever that problem or struggle is. You're the resource. It also helps you to build your community. When you schedule teleseminars, not only are you positioning yourself as that subject matter expert, but you're staying in touch with them, and you're building your community. It's what has allowed me to, actually, I think I have over 12 different countries on my list right now that that tap into my teleseminars and my webinars. Webinars are, I don't want to get off track there. Webinars are a whole different different venue, but there are a lot of similarities. However, teleseminars can have a much broader reach. You don't have to worry about, any people not being able to connect. So there's this connectivity convenience. They're able to pick up the phone. So no matter where you're reaching out to, and some of these, places I've never even heard of that are on my list, I had to look them up on the map, but they obviously have a phone. They don't always have good internet connection, making webinars less desirable because you have all those technical glitches that happen when you do webinars. So teleseminars sometimes have the advantage over webinars because people don't have to be by a computer. Even if they have a good mobile phone, teleseminars can have an advantage. It also adds to an additional income. So that's a really nice benefit. So when you facilitate your teleseminars, not only could you record your teleseminars, and you can also repurpose that teleseminar for people to listen to later, or into a CD, or transcribe that teleseminar into an ebook. So there's a lot of advantages. So you hold a teleseminar once, and you get a lot of different products out of just that one teleseminar, adding additional income. It also leverages your time. What a great way to work smarter, not harder. I mean, who wants to work harder, right? you hold a live event. You record it. And I've done this for years. You keep the recordings, and you can either sell it later or make that part of your, bonus program or something of that nature. If you want to give a little bonus to some people, that's a great way to do it. The other benefit is it boosts your online traffic. And when you do this with regularity, when you do it and you systematize it, and you have it part of your marketing mix, when it's done right and it's done regularly, they're going to come to your website because, again, you're going to be the go-to person and listen to your recordings or sign up for your live events, purchase your products. So not only does it establish your credibility, it adds new income streams, it attracts new clients, and it builds your list so that you can continuously develop that relationship with them. Now, teleseminars can either be free or paid. It's up to you how they fit into your sales funnel and your marketing mix. They're either way, they're a great way, great thing to add into your marketing mix. Now, there are some fundamental mistakes that people do make in teleseminars that I'm going to reveal today because I don't want you making these same mistakes. I want you to avoid all this. So many I've made over the course of the year, so that's why I'm telling you some of this stuff. Some of it's going to be basic. Others are more at a strategic level that I'm going to share with you. But I share a lot more, by the way, in my Ultimate Guide to Sealing the Deal Authentically in Person, on stage, on teleseminars, and on webinars. And for those of you that don't have that guide, I will tell you about that a little bit later. But some of the major mistakes, and the first one is actually not only a mistake that people make, but a question, and I mentioned a question that you have to ask yourself before holding the teleseminar. It's also the question. They don't ask, how will providing teleseminars fit into my sales funnel and my marketing mix? Your sales funnel and your marketing mix, too. Sales funnel and your marketing mix. You have to figure out Well, are you using teleseminars as a way to get out there? Is it part of your marketing mix? Is it a way to attract new clients in and to establish that relationship and your credibility with them? Or are you using it more on a paid series, a continuity program, a way of making continuous income? And if so, how does it fit into that sales funnel? You know, is it the first step that people take to do business with you, to get exposure to what you have to offer? So, really important to identify for yourself exactly how this is going to fit into your sales funnel, the step-by-step, so what step in your process is it, and your marketing mix, all the ways that you market your business. The second mistake that a lot of business owners make on teleseminars and things that you want to avoid is that they don't think about how to really repurpose the teleseminars. So think about how to repurpose the teleseminars. Think about when you do it once, when you do that teleseminar once, what are some other products that you can make from it? Recording it? Audio? CD? Part of a bigger package? Maybe a guidebook with it that can be easily developed? And a PDF, and now you have not only an audio that you did once, but you added the guidebook, and now you can sell it as a package. Now, this can really increase your profits without additional expenses. Now, the audio and the guidebook that you develop with it, if you do, can all be digital. It can be downloadable. You don't even have to incur any expenses. So anything you make on it is pure profit. People download it. And people like instant. I mean, this is the era of instant. You know, the marketplace has changed pretty considerably. You know, if you're in the industrial age, I've often talked about this, and you have industrial age mindset and industrial age influences. You know, you're automatically thinking in terms of hard copy. But in the information age, people want instant access. So the fact that they're not paying for a product, they're paying for the information that's in that product. All right? You can add sales just from doing that. The other mistake is people forget about continuity. You can really make good money from teleseminars and increase your revenue pretty substantially by creating a series for it. You know, one of the products that I've created actually came originally from a teleseminar that I did. It was a teleseminar series that I did. And now it's a product that I offer for people, and it's a downloadable product. And, you know, I've offered it actually as part of, primarily as part of my lead generation system. Because you can monetize your lead generation system as well. And it's kind of the next step that I take people through, that if they want to upgrade into it, they can. And it's a self-study program that just kind of introduces them even further into the Entrepreneurial Edge system. So it's kind of that next step that they can take after they download a free thing. Then they can download this, but there's a cost to it. And again, that originally came from a teleseminar that I did. So again, do something once and think about how it's going to continue in your continuity, in your profit continuity programs. One of the other mistakes, I think this is number four mistake that people make regarding teleseminars, is they forget to include any affiliate programs or hyperlinks in their materials. So if you've got an affiliate program that you use that would be a good match in your teleseminars, and you have maybe a downloadable product for your teleseminar has a downloadable, like a handout sheet, put something in there with your affiliate link. So people download that handout, and you go through it on your teleseminar, which is another tip I'm going to give you in just a second. And people forget to put their affiliate links in there. And if you have a product that's, you know, great, that can help the person, why not? And most of all, and the fifth mistake that people make on teleseminars is they forget to automate. Automate the entire process of teleseminars. The promotion, the registration, the sales, follow up using autoresponders. Again, look at how you can use that whole process and put it on autopilot. So if you do a seminar or teleseminar once, you know, what about recording it? If you want it free and anybody can have it at any time, put it as a podcast on your website. But remember, if you're going to do something like that, you want to be able to get information before you give that information. So you want to make sure if they want access to it, and it's a valuable teleseminar with great information, then you want to get their email at a minimum, right? So don't forget to automate the process. Make it easy for yourself. Keep it super simple. Remember the KISS philosophy. Keep it super simple. Now, I also want to share with you some strategies. I just need to get some water here. Hang on a second. Some strategies, not only to make your teleseminars engaging, but also interactive. I'm also going to give you some tips too that will help make your teleseminars interactive and engaging. Now there, as I said, the teleseminars are really a great way to get the word out there about what you do, establish your credibility, bring in different types of income streams for yourself. But it's also a great way to collaborate. To do joint ventures with other people. Other people who may already have a list. And then you collaborate on it, you co-market it, and gain new exposure to new prospects, and you grow your list. Now, the great thing about that, too, is when you grow your list, when you collaborate in joint ventures, you will grow your list. So you want to really think about this strategically. Who could you joint venture with? You know, who has a list? What is the, and what's in it for them? How many people are they going to get in front of? Now, if you have no list and you want to, you know, somebody who does have a list, you know, you got to make it clear, you know, how you're going to market it. Are you going to do a press release? Are you going to do social media? You know, what's in it for them? What are they going to get from it? So if you do a joint venture, make sure that it's mutual. Now, when you also do teleseminars and you start getting a following, it's going to be a lot easier to joint venture with people too, and to bring in experts. You know, sometimes top experts will do an interview with you. You record those interviews, you maybe even provide them as a bonus in exchange for, you know, signing up for your newsletter or, you know, repackaging them as a product. So if you can refer into or have an expert that you can interview. I do things a little differently on my radio show, but essentially that, you know, it's done over the phone. Radio shows are done over the phone. So I now offer a lot of publicity for the experts that I've had on, which is why I attract New York Times bestselling authors and thought leaders and experts that I do attract. But again, that's over time. But start off your joint ventures with maybe an expert who's willing to bring in your target market. I mean, think about somebody who has the same target market that you do. That's an expert in their field that you can interview. That still would be advantageous to you as well to offer as a product to your clients, to your ideal or your preferred client. And again, by positioning yourself not only as an expert, but interviewing other experts with the same target market, people that'll be helpful in even elevating your status at times and your credibility. You can also have people help you with the promotion. You know, think about that, and when you do joint venture and you do partner with people, how they're going to help you with the promotional activities. It's, again, a really inexpensive way to add subscribers, to get people, to establish that relationship, to establish your own credibility with them. You know, again, organizations, think about if you're going to do speaking, you know, this is another alternative, too, is to invite people from different organizations onto your teleseminar. I know a lot of people that have a teleseminar series, and that's all they do, is they invite people onto the teleseminar. One coaching client of mine also uses the teleseminars as part of her membership. That only people that have membership have exclusive access to these teleseminars. Again, adding value. The other, in addition to some of those strategies, also think about some of these tips. Now, these are more technical tips that I'm about to give you, but when you start off on teleseminars, and even if you have been doing them a while, some of these you might forget about. So it's always handy to have a checklist of some of these tips that I'm about to tell you. Now, again, some of them are very basic. But if you've never done a teleseminar before, you just may not know. And the first one is more of a technical tip, and that is to have a corded telephone. Not a cordless telephone, not a cell phone, but a corded telephone. Now, there's a very practical reason for that. The reception's usually better. Now, there have been a handful of times that I've met someone who their corded phone is not as good as their cell phone because their cell phone reception was much more superior and actually ended up being in a rural area. Their cell phone was better than their corded phone. But for all intents and purposes, a corded phone is better. If you can get a headset to keep your hands free during the call, great. But you got to really watch the headsets because sometimes headsets can be really quiet. And it really distorts the audio, but you just can't hear as well when you're giving the teleseminar because the headset microphone, I'm not sure what it is, but I've not... A lot of headsets, especially the ones that are on the cheaper side, tend not to give you as good audio. And since you're recording it, you do want it to sound good. Also, cell phones can give you that delayed, you know, voice that or an echo. So again, that's something you want to consider. Again, having a corded phone. Number two, you want to get a bridge line. Now, there's a lot of different bridge lines that are out there. There's free ones. I mean, all you have to do is a search. I also mentioned a couple in the Ultimate Guide to Sealing the Deal on stage, in person, on teleseminars and webinars. But one of them is freeconference.com. You can also record the calls. Free conference charges. Freeconferencing.com does not charge for recording. So you can have, I think, up to maybe 150 people on the call and record it, and so you don't have to buy a digital recorder. You can buy a digital recorder if you want, and you hook it up to your phone and it records your call, which is also a nice feature to have, and you can download it into a software and make changes to it. But again, you can do that with freeconferencing.com, and you don't even have to buy a digital recorder. So it's entirely up to you. A digital recorder is helpful too, that when you're speaking, you can put the you can record your speeches, and then any speech that you do make, you can use that as a product later. So having a digital recorder is also helpful for you, especially to make products later. So you want to get a good bridge line, and it depends on how many people that you have on your call. But many of them, the only person really that's charged is the person that's calling in. But with most people, they have different types of call plans, so it doesn't matter. They just pay one rate. The next one, another technical, sort of a technical tip, again, is the recording equipment. Again, quality microphone, maybe a headset, again, using a digital recorder. And again, you can pick a digital recorder up at any technical store, you know, Best Buy or something. Number four of the tip, you want to remember to put, and this is really simple, but people forget to do this, put your call interrupt or your call forwarding or your call, you know, your second line, and you know how your second line beeps in? Call waiting. You want to forward your call waiting or shut it off. There's nothing worse than having your calls interrupted and you're in your middle of your teleseminar, or worse yet, you're in the you're in the middle of your, you know, where you're telling them about your really great product and somebody is trying to reach you. And they're trying to reach you and they call back because you're not answering. And it's beeping and it's beeping and it's beeping at a critical time during your teleseminar. You don't want that to happen. Now, all phones are different, so I'm not sure how you would shut your particular call waiting off, but there are ways. You might have to call your service, whomever you have your service by, and ask them, you know, what is the temporary shut off of my call waiting? Okay, because you don't want people buzzing in at a really inopportune time. And trust me, that is something that I've done early on, and it's really frustrating because it's going well, and then all of a sudden somebody's, you know, really trying to beep in, and they really want to get a hold of you, and they keep calling back, and you're like, oh boy. So trust me on that one. You do want to make that a priority for yourself in finding out how to shut that off. Okay, let's see. Number five, you want to set up a system for registration. You want to make it easy for people. Again, you want people to find you, choose you, and buy from you, right? So you want to make it easy for them. So make your registration easy, because you're also going to be putting this teleseminar all over so people know about it. So you're going to be posting it on your social media. So your social media asks you for a link So you're going to want to make sure that when you have your registration automatic. You know, they can press a button, boom, they're registered. They get confirmation email, boom, you're registered, all set. So make it easy for yourself. And number six, you want to record them. It seems like a simple tip, but people get all excited and they do this live event and they forget to record it. In fact, if people will say, yeah, I am going to record it, and they get so excited about starting the teleseminar, they forget to hit the record button. Seen it, almost did it. I actually started a teleseminar before, and I realized I hadn't hit the record button, and I thought, oh, wait a minute, let me back up. So remember to put these tips that I'm giving you on a checklist so that, you know, when you get onto your teleseminar, you have this little checklist like any airline pilot does, right? They have a checklist, and the reason they have the checklist is no matter how many times they've gone through that checklist, you know, the one time they don't, they're going to forget to do something, right? So the one time you don't, you're going to forget to do call waiting, to forward your call waiting, or you're going to forget to push the record button. So you definitely want to have these tips written down and followed every time you do your teleseminar. You also want to make your teleseminars interactive. There is nothing worse than somebody sitting there monotone, you know, and there's no activity. So have a handout for them maybe to complete while you go through the teleseminar. Ask them to write something down. You know, it also creates what's called the stickiness factor. The stickiness factor. Yep, that's a technical term. The stickiness factor. You want them to stay on the teleseminar, right? I mean, you know, especially if your teleseminar has something at the very end. Right? I mean, especially if you are monetizing that, or you want them, you have a free teleseminar and it leads to a paid event. Boy, you want them to be on that full hour, right? So why not have a handout that has blanks on it, you know, certain blanks, and as you go along, you fill in those blanks. Now, this is also a nice option, too, if you're not yet to the webinar phase of your business, and it still allows you to give them something tangible they can download and fill out, and it be interactive while you have them on the teleseminar, because they're filling it in. They're just waiting for your next, you know, to fill in the next blank, right? And again, make it compelling enough. You know, make it enticing enough. You know, make sure that the blanks that you, the things you have blank are like, I wonder what that is. I mean, don't make it obvious of what the blank is, right? Because you want them to be intrigued, like, oh, that's interesting, right? Also, another strategy you can do to make it interactive is have them tweet on Twitter. Now, this is really an advanced strategy, and again, I talk about some of these advanced strategies in the Ultimate Guide to Sealing the Deal in Person on Stage on teleseminars and webinars. But I wanted to reveal that this one to you because it can be quite a powerful marketing tool and complement your webinars. So here's how it would work. On Twitter, if you're not on Twitter, then you'd have to get a Twitter account. You can create what's called a hashtag. And a hashtag is simply that tic-tac-toe sign. And let's say, you know, you have, I don't know, a design company, and so you're an interior designer, for example. So you put, interiors as a hashtag. So hashtag interiors or some. And, or design. Okay, hashtag design. Let's keep it simple. Hashtag design. You want them short. You don't want it really long. And so you ask, you tell people at the very beginning of your teleseminar, because scripting is part of the whole process. You want to have a very laid out plan. You want to plan your teleseminar too. I'll talk about that in just a second. But if you don't plan it, your teleseminar is not going to be successful. So, what you could do is on Twitter, when you're on there, instruct your teleseminar attendees. It says, hey, we're going to get on Twitter. Here, use this hashtag when tweeting about something that you're taking away from this teleseminar. Now, there's only 140 characters, you know, so they're going to start to tell them, you want to, you know, what are you taking away? What is one thing that you learned? If you hear me say a quote and you're inspired by that quote, Twitter it. It's amazing at what people put out there about your business. And it gives you exposure, and people are like, well, what's this hashtag thing? Now, again, you want to start it off, too, because you want people to come back to you, and when they're clicking on that hashtag or they're searching on that hashtag, you'll come up in the search for that. And people will say, oh, this person's having a teleseminar. This is interesting. They're talking about designing homes. They're an interior designer. I'm redoing my home. And now your teleseminar is getting even more exposure. And then you can tweet later. You can even pre-program your tweets. Now, if you've been to the Entrepreneurial Edge system, I've given you the systems on, you know, the system that will, tweet it out for you. So why not during the course of your teleseminar also tweet out, you know, your hashtag, how are you enjoying the teleseminar? You can have that pre-programmed. You don't have to do it as you're doing your teleseminar. That can be pre-programmed. Now, you can have your Twitter up and, you know, do a quick glance at your screen, you know, doing a quick search of your screen for your Twitter account while you're doing your teleseminar. Now, this requires a little bit of finesse. But if you're scripted, and by scripted I don't mean you're going to read your stuff, because you do want to sound natural when you do this. But by scripted I mean you know what the content is, you know the next thing you're going to say, the next story you're going to tell, the next point you're going to make. All right, and so by looking at your screen, it's not that big of a deal. Okay. And maybe you even want to say, you know, if you have a question about any of the content, tweet it. And we'll answer that at the end. So that way you can see the questions that are coming up. And you can respond to them at the end. Again, it generates more activity, more engagement. It gets people excited about the content. It may even get new people involved in following you. And I guarantee you, because this has happened to me, that when you do this, you're going to get people following you. You're going to notice that people automatically follow you. Okay? So, it's just, people see you, they see you're active, they see you on it, and then afterwards you can, you know, thank the people that Twittered about you and connect with them. Again, you want to grow your social media, so if they came onto your teleseminar, you want to connect with them on social media, right? So get their Twitter handle and, you know, say thanks for coming to my teleseminar at, and then their name and at, you know, and so you can mention a couple of people, and they appreciate that. They're like, hey, now you're creating that connection with them. That you're starting to create that relationship with them. So for people who say, gee, you can't create relationships online, you know, this is the way to do it in today's marketplace. You know, people appreciate that. It's like, whoo, I'm validated. I got somebody who Twittered me. One of my best clients I met on Twitter, by the way. So, and that person knows who they are. But, so it's, you never know where people are going to connect with you. And again, you have a presence. It's one great way of having a presence on the internet. And drawing in people and utilizing the internet to draw people in, connect with them, and create that relationship with them. And create trust. Relationships, trust, and choices, remember. Now, remember, people like to buy. They don't like to be sold. And so it's important when you do a teleseminar to make sure that you are practiced. Not that it sounds like you're scripted, but that you're practiced. You know what you're talking about. You know when you're going to offer maybe another product at the end of the teleseminar. And you also want to offer choices to people. Now, most teleseminars, you offer one option for them. Because if you offer too many choices on a teleseminar, people won't take action. So offering a choice, especially on teleseminars, can get tricky. Live events, it's a little different. You can have an order form, but teleseminars, it gets a little tricky. So my advice to you when doing teleseminars is to you make it really easy for them. So maybe, choose one of your products or whatever you want them to convert to, or your program. So have a singular purpose on your teleseminars. Again, live events are different. And that's why, too, I wrote The Ultimate Guide to Sealing the Deal in person, on stage, on teleseminars and webinars, because the techniques are different. So on stage, you can offer more choices because you have usually a resources order form. So I just want to mention that, too, because that's an important part of the whole strategy process. So, and that's why I put it in the Ultimate Guide in the ebook to literally walk you through how do you set up your system? How do you make teleseminars part of your sales funnel? How do you, tie teleseminars into your marketing mix? How do you, present your packages? And that's all part of the guide. So for those of you that are interested in that, remember that's available in the Success Circle if you don't already have that. The Success Store. It's in the Success Store if you don't already have that. So you can go on our main site at accelerateassociates.com. Again, E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E, associates.com. Just press on Success Store it's called Your Ultimate Guide to Sealing the Deal Authentically, in person, on stage, on teleseminars, or webinars. I also put in there a step-by-step script for teleseminars and webinars. So there are certain things you say at certain times in your teleseminar, in your webinar, and how you let people know what's coming up. So you don't at the very end just say, and present them with, a product that you're selling. There's a certain nuance, a certain way to what's called seeding. S-E-E-D. How you sow seeds? Well, you're seeding. You're putting down the seeds so that you can, talk about them as you go through your teleseminar. So by the time you get to your product that you do hopefully want to convert your prospects to, that individuals will be prepared for it. So you're not just springing it on them. And also just to really think through your whole teleseminar series. In some cases, you just may, you know, want, you might want to start off slow. You want to want people in your e-list first. You know, maybe you want them into your membership or whatever that sales funnel is. So we go through that in the Ultimate Guide too. So for those of you who do want more information about the scripts, about how exactly to conduct the teleseminar, when to say what, how to craft your entire, you know, signature teleseminar, you can get that in the e-guide. And for the Success Circle members, I believe there was a client appreciation coupon that you can use too. So I think that expires soon, but you could use it for that product if you are in, if you're inspired and you want more. I also, just FYI, talk about before what to do, especially on teleseminars, you know, the before, during, and after. So think about, it just kind of walks you through that whole process. Especially if you're going to have a teleseminar that's maybe free that people convert to. Now, you don't have to have a free teleseminar. You can have a paid teleseminar. You can have a teleseminar series. Okay? That is multiple programs. You can have, excuse me, you can have, you know, even one free and then it goes to paid, or you can have paid and then there's a series of paid and then it can upgrade into other programs or other live events. And that's the whole part of that first question that I said you absolutely have to ask yourself before you start off with teleseminars. And that is, how does this fit into your overall strategy? Your marketing mix. Your sales funnel. And really map out for yourself what that looks like. One of the other events that I didn't mention, but we are going to be announcing, that I do want to let you know as a Success Circle member, is that we're going to have a Business Blueprint Strategy Day. And that Blueprint Strategy Day, we have decided on Friday, September 30th. And for those of you that are interested, pay attention to your emails. We are going to be sending out an email shortly. It's going to be this week about that day. And we're limiting it to, I believe, 10 people. So it's going to be a small group. Why? Because it's a full day of focusing on your business blueprint. You know, so we are going to go through your sales funnel. We are going to go through your business model. But most importantly, we're going to go through your goals and your objectives and how to get from where you are today to where you want to be, step by step. So when you walk out, you're going to have your blueprint in hand. So if you've really been struggling with completing your blueprint, we're going to make sure that you do that day. Okay? So make sure that you mark your calendars for that. September 30th, and watch for an email. And again, only 10. So when we reach 10, we're going to shut down the registration for that. So more details will be coming to you in an email. So pay attention to that. And, you know, just remember today, remember, teleseminars can cultivate that relationship. They can build your community. They leverage your time. They're easy to do. They boost your online traffic. They establish your credibility. They help you establish and foster that relationship with others. But remember to really focus on not only the strategy of it all, but and don't get really caught up in all the, you know, oh, what do I do? Start with a teleseminar on information and material you know. Don't make it really complicated. Because this is not really complicated. Are there things to know? Yes. Are there strategies and approaches to it to make it really successful? Absolutely. But again, that's why you have the success circle, is so as you start planning that out, ask these questions. So if you have a question about teleseminars, that's what the Q&A calls are all about. So we have a high content call first, second Tuesday of the month, and then followed by the fourth Tuesday of the month, the Q&A call. Why? Because anything that you learned in the high content call today, but if you have questions as you implement, then come on the Q&A call, submit your question to info@accelerateassociates.com, and I answer those. And in some cases, if you can attend live, that's even better. Because I love when people attend live to the Q&A calls, because then we can really talk through them and other people can learn from your situation. So you're not going to be the only one who is implementing teleseminars. But let's say, in 2 weeks, you have a question about, webinars. We didn't cover that in today's high content call, but that's okay. Go ahead and email me. Or Ellen will pick those up too at info@accelerateassociates.com. And we'll answer them. We'll have you come on the call and we'll answer them for you. So you don't have to struggle. That's what I'm here for. Okay? Just remember, these resources are available to you. So again, for those of you that wanted additional resources, the name of the guide was Ultimate Guide to Sealing the Deal. The Ultimate Guide to Sealing the Deal. Authentically, in person, on stage, on teleseminars, or webinars. Long title, but it goes literally step by step in how to do that and host teleseminars that are going to be super, super successful for you. And don't forget to, if you are interested in joining us for the strategy day, which is going to be just awesome. I'm really excited about it. I don't want to ruin it for you. But we are literally transforming the way that people are going to be executing their blueprints. And what I've noticed too is the Success Circle members that have their blueprint in hand, follow it, use it, implement their strategies, are 5 times more likely to achieve their goals. Actually, I think it's over 5 times. But it's because they're focused. They're mega focused, and things are a lot easier to grow their business. So hope you'll join us on September 30th, which is a Friday. With that, I believe we are just out of time. Again, just as a reminder, remember, if you have any questions about today's high content call, or any questions about growing your business or the Entrepreneurial Edge system, I want you to email them to info@accelerateassociates.com. It can be as soon as today or it can be right before the next call. Feel free. And I'll be happy to answer those. So, I know you've taken a lot of notes. I've tried to really slow down the pace, and I hope I've done that for you, because I know a lot of people said, Lisa, you give a lot of information, and I know, and I've tried to really slow that down, so let me know how I'm doing, because I want to make sure you do get this information, because it's really valuable, and it is going to help you really have successful, profitable teleseminars. Okay, trust me on that, because these are the same strategies that I use, and they work. So thank you so much for coming to today's Success Circle, and appreciate any of your feedback that you have about the high content calls. If there's something you would like to see, I want you to also email us at info@accelerateassociates.com, and be happy to showcase a high content call or expand on something in our high content call. So if you don't see something, you'd like more information on something that you'd like me to expand on from the Entrepreneurial Edge system or a strategy that you're working on and you'd like my input, and to do a high content call, please feel free to email us because we'd love to hear from you. Next month, we're going to have more on mindset, on entrepreneurial mindsets, so stay tuned for more information on that as well. So with that, I believe we're finished with today's call. So thank you so much for coming today. It has been a true pleasure. And until next time, create a great life. Bye now.